This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 622. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have clad in green, Melvar. Hey there.
Hi, how's it going?
It's
my Green Lantern shirt.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's just the famous Green Lantern shirt.
Yeah.
We have here with nitrous oxide in his eyeballs, ready to explode on the highway, Donald Ferguson.
Yeah, that sounds like a driver's ed video, you know, exploded on the highway.
Exploding on the highway like a slug from a 45, new death, 400 horsepower, maximum performance. Yeah, okay, so we have Diecast. Diecast, how's it going?
Diecast the dentist today.
That's like your wrestling gimmick. Actually, when you were a wrestler for like 3 days, did you have a wrestling gimmick?
Yeah, I was the pregame because I had the same nose as Hunter Hearst Helmsley at the time. So I looked like a young Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
You had plastic surgery?
Yeah, yeah. So, I was the pregame, and my gimmick was, sometimes the pregame is better than the actual show.
Okay. You do have a great nose. I just thought it was natural.
Nope.
Paid for. Okay, cool.
Yep.
A man who does have a natural nose, I have to assume, considering he's only 19, Eric Crownover.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah.
I think the mustache may be plastic surgery, you know, because he's too young to grow a beard and a mustache.
Yeah.
So that could be, you know, implants possibly, mustache implants. Mustache.
When did you grow a beard and mustache?
I can't. All my hair is everywhere else. I've used up my allotment.
Wow.
Well, okay. Not everywhere else.
Yeah.
I was going to say, not your head.
Yeah. Hey, I had my first haircut in years today. I have to say,
you really liked the place.
It was luxurious. Yeah. My buddy Dennis, he just opened up the shop and, he spent like 35 minutes working on my ginormous skull. It was pretty amazing. It was the best haircut I've ever had.
Did you get like sport clips where they do like the hot towel and you got the football everywhere?
No, it wasn't like that. But I haven't literally paid for a haircut in probably 5 years. So I know. Chris isn't here. He is on assignment. Rob Clay is on assignment. John DeLuna is also on assignment.
We're not sure where because there's nothing going on, but They're on the assignment.
Yeah, they're all on assignment this week. So,
as is Jason.
Oh yeah, Jason. God, Jason's not been here in so long. I forget that he's on the show. I mean, no,
well,
seriously.
You know, he works two jobs.
He does work two jobs. You know, loves me some Jason. Don't get me wrong, but literally, it's not like with Don, it's like his eye popped out. You know, he started this new job, and it's been what 3-4 weeks since he was on.
Well, see, they're all in line at San Diego Comic-Con waiting for the exclusives.
Yeah. No, Jason is like, he's got used to this lap of luxury he lives in. So, you know, sometimes sacrifices have to be made.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Hey, let's see here. What are we going to talk about? Anything? Hey, make sure. Hey, if you have a Roku, tfradio.net/Roku, it'll go to that, log into your Roku account, click the ad. It'll add our Roku channel to your Roku, and you can watch us there. You should do that. It's pretty much the best way to, you know, watch us on your TV. So, unless you're watching live, tfradio.net/live. We are in the chat right now. Hello, people. We love you. We start streaming around 8 o'clock each Wednesday. That's Eastern time. And show starts about 8:30, and we have a lot of fun. We love our chat. We really do. Let's see here. Anybody get anything this week? I have a couple things, but I'm going to let Don go first since he raised
his
hands.
Yeah, because I've got something of a backlog. I'm just going to walk away then.
Well, you'd show up to work every now and then, Don.
Yeah,
well,
we still need to talk about your PTO time.
Yeah, okay. I had enough of that through that. A couple things. A lot of the stuff was previous before my eyeball falling out. Some of it was like, you know, during it while I was stuck down looking, because I had to look at the floor 45 minutes an hour out of every hour. For 2.5 weeks.
How is that any different than normal? That's like most nerds.
Well,
yes, we all hang our heads in shame.
Yes, and can't make eye contact.
But picked up Aimless, Got Aimless. Got my little Battle Master Aimless there, who I like. I like his effect parts. I wish they would do these effect parts as like a weapons pack, but I think everyone's been asking for that
lately.
Like,
now that you mention it, I want effect parts that are like larger scale. So it's like, say for Fort Max or Metroplex, it's like explosions on them, like when they're being, you know, under assault. That would be fun.
Yep. And I got a couple of off-topic things. In a weird, I guess because of Matt and him sending me the X-Men book, I've bought more X-Men products in the past couple of weeks than I have in most of my entire life.
Do you have Pride of the X-Men on Blu-ray?
No, I don't
have
that.
Is that a thing that exists?
I hope so.
No, I need it. I picked up the Rebel Tech Gambit.
Oh, dear God.
Because I'm sorry, I've always liked Gambit.
You could have bought a good X-Men.
I've always liked Gambit's, like, concept, his outfit, the accent. I don't read, but just Fox Kids Gambit, not everything else.
Don, if you want to like that figure, don't take it out of the box. I had the Wolverine, and it was very underwhelming.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Well, I've got that, and I picked up Gambit from the new X-Men series.
That's a pretty good figure.
Yeah, and I got Jubilee. So
that's a good figure, too.
I've got about two of the main characters I wanted from the 90s Fox Kids. It's just they look good together in that same style, so that's why
you didn't
I got
get Beast?
I don't care about Beast.
But he's 90s Fox.
I actually want that whole wave, plus the Caliban build a figure. That's just a good wave.
Well, I sold the Caliban part on eBay because I don't even care about that. Picked
he's
up.
He's a Horseman of Apocalypse, Don.
Well, he's got job security then. Picked up the New Age Cosmos.
I thought you already had that in clear.
Oh, okay. No,
I have it in clear.
Oh, okay.
No, I've got no. He has it in clear. I've got the big impossible toys. The big version in clear. This is the small version. Yeah. I want the clear one, but it wasn't available when I got this.
You made the right choice, though.
And this is, again, I mentioned this earlier. It's off topic, but I got...
What is it, Don?
Eagle Moth's Battlestar Galactica, the XL version. Classic Galactica. The good Galactica, yeah. I should say.
For a minute there, I was excited. I thought it was Spaceball 1. Now I'm just disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I'm sorry. I found a really good deal on that, and I'm a classic Battlestar, so I had to get that. Something I'm not quite as excited about: Laserbeak and Ravage. I'm still debating on whether I'm keeping them or not.
Why wouldn't you keep them?
I don't know.
Laserbeak is awesome. Ravage is Ravage.
Yeah,
That's all I've heard.
It's like Laserbeak is great without Ravage. Ravage is in the package. That's pretty much what I've been hearing. And something I probably shouldn't have got, but I did. Because I asked y'all about this after the show a few weeks ago. I picked up Road Crane.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there's a window in the box. I like that.
Which company is that from?
This is Ocular Max's TFCon exclusive from about 2 years ago. This is their grapple mold done in the hauler green colors.
Okay.
Yeah, this, you know, it's... See, I picked up the Make Toys Grapple and Inferno, Hellfire and Wrestle as my masterpiece Grapple and Inferno because I got a real good deal on them and I like the aesthetic better than the masterpiece one. That's a little too animation slick, but I wanted the hauler in this format to get this mold and it'd be slightly different than the other two. So I picked that up and I think I mentioned this, but again, the last few weeks have been a little weird. I did, thanks to James off of Twitter, I did pick up the Fans Toys Phoenix. I might have already mentioned that. I'm not sure.
I think you did.
Yeah, you got
it's
that.
It's worth
it.
You got the old
it's
version. He got your new version.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I got the first version that has the better looking eyes. And
because you're jealous.
Yes. I'm jealous of I literally have plastic in my eyes now, so I guess I'm closer to him than anything else.
That's true.
So yeah. So that, and I have 36 Cadbury cream eggs left.
Don, I bought the 50 pack for myself as well. I ended up throwing them out after eating like six of them.
No, I'm not going to throw them out. I am going to have one every couple of days And I will give you a countdown of all the ones I have left over the next couple of months.
You know, I threw mine out after I went to the dentist and I had like two cavities. I'm like, screw this. So yeah, mine got mine are in the trash.
But yeah, that's everything I got. Other than new eyes. Aww. Well, fixed eye.
Cool. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay.
I got Power of the Primes figures. What are they? They're actually Generations with an S, Selects with an S. So there's an S on Generations and an S on Selects. I know a lot of people were wondering about that. But I got Red Swoop and Ricochet. And I was surprised that they actually did list these as Power of the Primes figures. They're on when you open up the lid.
I forgot I got those.
And Ricochet's gold paint on his face is kind of disappointing. It's a little sloppy. But other than that, he looks okay.
You know, I'll be honest, if they had added a Battle Master, a Target Master to that and charged $29 like they did for Repugnus and the rest of them,
I think that would have been
a lot better value than just, you know, just him being repainted and no Target Master.
Red Swoop looks okay. I do have a little blemish on his face, but he's not bad. And yeah, I don't know that I really needed these. So I don't know why.
It's one of those funny things, though. Like, I think by the time Power of the Primes came around, I was sort of not so much in love with Generations, and God, I feel bad. I wasn't on the episode. But I still feel bad about every time that I think about the episode when we were talking about Siege and everybody was just so down on it. But Siege
that was mostly me.
No, it was not just you. No, it wasn't. But Siege
I said mostly.
Siege,
mostly.
Siege, a lot of it was Siege is so much better than Power of the Primes. So much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say
I will say the Ricochet looks better than anything I thought it would turn out to be on that mold. That's kind of a backhand compliment, I know, but that jazz mold is just not a great mold, but it didn't turn out looking good anyway.
Yeah.
I'm willing to forgive Power of the Primes because I got my Terracons.
Yeah.
And then I also got Aimless and Paraxodon or however, I don't know how to say that guy's name. But yeah, they're just two little, what are we calling these guys? Battle Masters.
I can't forgive the Dinobots, though, from Power of the Primes.
So no, we really need like a leader Grimlock and a bunch of Voyager Dinobots that don't combine because the Dinobots don't combine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all I got.
You know, I think they turned out pretty good though. I mean, they're not fans toy Dinobots, but I mean, I think for a retail price point, they turned out pretty good.
Matt, did you get anything?
No, I got nothing.
Okay.
Oh, hey, orange vanilla Coke, Brian.
Gross.
I got that.
So, Eric, since the last time you were on, have you gotten anything that you want to talk about?
I don't have it with me right here, but I got a KO of Movie Masterpiece Optimus Prime, but in white and blue, which is really pretty.
I got that a couple of months ago.
I really like it. The blue swords, it looks so cool. And then the other main thing, I haven't gotten a lot of stuff in a while, although I did just buy a ton of SH Figure Arts and, Reveltech toys literally as the show started, because I started looking last night and now I have an addiction. But I also got Studio Series Drift with the baby Dinobots. The baby Dinobots are adorable. I love them. Just look at that little Triceratops. It's so cute. It can tilt its head. But yeah, so I'm pretty happy with them. I think it looks way better than the original Last Night Deluxe that came out, because that one was mostly red. This is mostly black, so it's like how he actually looks in the movie. He has a new sword, so I'm pretty happy with them.
Cool.
But the reason I fell down the SH Figure Arts hole is because I got, I don't know where the Stormtrooper is, but I got Captain Phasma and a First Order Stormtrooper, and I'm just like blown away by these things, so I may have just ordered like 20.
Wow.
Stormtroopers?
No, not 20 Stormtroopers. I've ordered like a bunch of Marvel and a bunch of Star Wars characters. I did order some Troopers, though.
I was going to say, oh, Matt's got 17 Gnolls? Hold my beer.
17. When did you lose count?
Now I have like 12 Death Troopers, I think, over various different toy lines. So I need to get more of them. That'll be my army that I build up.
Okay, cool. For me, so I want to preface my first thing with I have yet to transform it. But I finally got the Galaxy Force Optimus Prime from Siege. I literally just opened it up this afternoon or this evening right before the show and fiddled around with it. I have mixed feelings. A couple things. One, I do like the feel of it in my hand. I mean, it's a little floppy, but there's so many parts hanging off of it, it'd be hard for it not to be a little bit. But it's, how do I say this? The it's so much smaller than the original toy, and I was very much an adult, when the original Cybertron Optimus Prime came out. So, and it doesn't seem like that long to me ago that it came out. So knowing that it's supposed to be basically the same scale, that was effectively leader. It wasn't like Supreme class. It was like leader class. That's a little jarring, but if I never had it before, I like it. It looks nice. I'm with the G1 stuff, with all the hyper detailing, it feels a little off. But once you get out of G1 and go to the other sort of series, like all the detail and stuff they throw in actually kind of accentuates it nicely.
Yeah. Do you think us owning the original Brian kind of is not giving the toy? Because we're used to the big massive Galaxy Force version from Cybertron, and it feels a little slight because of the changes since then. Although the toy is still good, it's just. Do you think maybe that's coloring the comparison, though?
I think it is for a lot of people, and it probably is for me too. But I mean, in general, it feels more like how characters. I mean, like Cybertron Optimus Prime, though. I think the only versions of this that came out, wasn't there like a Legend scale figure, and then there was the Leader scale.
Well, yeah, the Legends was just like the cab part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all that was.
But I mean, but occasionally, like Energon Optimus, you had the Deluxe, then you had the leader class figure. I mean, so in that respect, it's kind of like just a different class for the same toy. If you look at it that way, it's not so bad. I actually really want to transform it. I'm sad that I haven't had a chance to yet. But
I will tell you, Brian, the instructions to go because I remember when I was showing him off when I picked him up that. The surprise out of a surprise that day, one of the people in the chat had to help me with the fist parts because the instructions are so bad about how stuff lines up. I had to actually look at Galaxy Force Convoy and thought, okay, I'll try to match this to that, and that's when I saw the connector parts because the actual instructions don't show you how to connect crap.
Okay. Let's see here. Don, real quick, also, you might want to turn off your video. You're getting a little choppy. That might help your sound quality.
Bandwidth, yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing I want to mention, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but it's Capoeira, which is the New Age toys.
Oh.
Yeah. Their Stepper or Ricochet. So the repaint of their whatever they're not jazz was called.
Monero?
Yeah, whatever. So Capoeira, if I remember correctly, is like a Brazilian martial art. And the reason,
It's like a dancing fighting.
Yes,
style.
A dance. And the only reason I know that is because of Tekken and Eddie Gordo. So, which is kind of interesting because on the packaging they show the toy in like dynamic poses. And I'm like, there's no way it's going to pose that well. By gum, it poses really well. If you had a chance to go and look at my Twitter, I'll pin the tweet at @bkilby. I posed this, like I had it doing a handstand. I had it standing on one hand, then the other arm resting like on my laptop, on one leg with the other leg kicked up. This thing is pretty darn impressive. It's smaller than I thought it was going to be when the packaging left me with the impression that it was going to be bigger than it was because the packaging is rectangular and the toy is packaged in robot mode, but the height of the toy is the short length of the package. But, you know, they fit in a lot of nice complexity with looking at the chat. And Sean is like, is this third party? And like, and Blade was like, no. He was talking about no something else. I thought he was being sarcastic. But, yeah, it is definitely third party. It's New Age Toys.
Mm-hmm.
The same company that made Dawn's, not Cosmos, Max. Cosmos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this a lot better than Max, actually. I honestly, when I got it, I was worried that transforming it, I was going to break it. But after studying the toy for just a few minutes, the transformation is actually really, really obvious. And I like the transformation on this a lot better than I like the transformation on Cosmos.
Yeah. Cosmos is a little, I think he's a little over-engineered, but
this
the robot
too,
mode
works.
Looks so good. Yeah. It's, but I will say New Age is, I mean, most all the people doing Legends, you got New Age, you've got DX9's doing them.
Magic Square.
All these Legend toys are just pretty much your phenomenal figures. I mean, it's just, it's nice to see these smaller figures getting a lot of detail. You know, there's paint, there's sculpt, there's engineering to them. I just wish I cared more about the Jazz recolor to pick that one up.
So I went with this instead of Jazz because, honestly, it's because of that Power of the Primes Ricochet figure. I'm like, I like it, but I don't like it that much. So I kind of wanted to get something that's a little, that I might enjoy more. Actually, I liked this so much, I ended up picking up their Bumblebee, which I may have been the first one that did. Don't you have that diecast? Their first.
Yeah,
Bumblebee. I have the Bumblebee. You do?
How is it? Am I blowing
it's
my
great.
It's actually pretty good. Yeah, it's I was really surprised. Good.
Yeah. Now his wheels don't roll, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't care.
Huh.
But yeah, so you know, I would thoroughly recommend this toy. It was like $25. It's worth that. It's small, but. Again.
Yeah, they're kind of their own scale because they're smaller than traditional Legends figures.
Legends,
so
yeah.
You just got to be aware of that, that it's not really, you know, it may not fit in to your collection
fits,
if you've already had.
It fits in pretty good with Hasbro Legends, I would say.
Yeah, the Bumblebee would probably work with your Magic Square Legends, but I'm not sure about the rest of the line, how it would all, if scale is important to
you. Yeah. Go ahead.
If scale is important to you, then I feel like you're in the wrong hobby. I'm just saying.
I mean, when I was
some
young,
of us like our sense of scale, Eric.
I like relative scale, but I'm just saying that Transformers may not be the hobby you want to pursue mainly if scale's a big thing for you. There's a lot easier toy lines to do that has scale.
I mean,
but like what?
Like literally anything with just people.
Matchbox cars.
G.I. Joe.
I mean, like literally G.I. Joe or Marvel, like that Star Wars, like those things are a lot. You can get a lot closer to scale.
Yeah, I mean, like the
really, can you get a scale Death Star, Eric?
No, you can't.
to your Black Series, I don't think so.
Characters.
Yeah,
I have the TIE Fighter. I don't. I
do too. It's gigantic.
Yeah, part of me wishes I hadn't got it.
Wait, the Imperial TIE Fighter that's on clearance at Walmart right now.
Is that the Black Series?
I'm talking about the
6-inch scale one, not the 3.75 inch. That's the 3.75 inch is the one that's at Walmart.
I came across that Imperial TIE Fighter at the 4-inch scale, and it was like $20, and I skipped it just cause it's not my thing. But okay. So I guess that's it. Let's jump into the news. So last week we talked about how much we liked Masterpiece Black Arachnia, and my opinion hasn't changed. However, I do want to point out...
My opinion hasn't changed either, Brian.
Yeah, I know. But we talked about how, you know, interesting Black Arachnia looked, how the robot mode looks great. We doubted that the spider mode would capture the magic, almost literal magic of, like, Dinobot to make it work, or Megatron. And, yeah, pretty much, for the most part, the spider mode is, like, the robot mode ball, like... bound up in a
crumpled
ball.
Up into a ball.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's
but,
acceptable. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it that I can say, like, it's just not good.
It's
like,
fine.
They didn't do a good
it's
job.
It's fine for a deluxe. Like, Masterpiece, you expect a little more.
Yeah. I'll be honest. The one thing that popped in my head when I saw that picture was, like, it's almost like Retracts, kind of.
I love
like, everything's
I wish it
just...
was. I love Retracts so much. Power Hug.
I mean, look at that back. There's a lot of panels that open up to kind of make that black back that she has in spider mode. So, I think it's...
I will buy this. I love the robot mode. It's really grown on me. I didn't so much love it to begin with, but I love it now. It's grown on me. I will pick it up. It's by no means like a game changer. But as much as I love Beast Wars, I don't know that I want that many Beast Wars Masterpiece figures. Beast Wars is my favorite Transformer series. It absolutely is. But I kind of wish they'd stick to G1.
I want Tigatron.
Yeah, I kind of want Tigatron, too. Get,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, you should get a Tigatron, honestly, because...
And then I'll be fine with all the third party, because like all I want, the third party's doing an MP Tiger Hawk. They're doing.
I'd rather have a Tiger Hawk than a Tigatron.
Transmetal 2 Megatron. I want both, but a Transmetal 2 Megatron, which I also want. So like, the only main cast member that I really want from the main series of Masterpiece right now is Megatron, and then Tigatron, and then everything else. Like I'm fine with third party. I don't need Masterpiece to focus on it anymore.
I mean,
for me,
we've already gone deep enough. I mean, I assume we'll probably get a Rat Trap.
Oh yeah, they're gonna finish it. We'll probably get a Rhinox too.
Probably a Rhinox and
Razor.
I don't know if we get a
Tarantulas,
Pterosaur.
Yeah. So we'll see.
As you say, we probably just finish off season one.
Yeah, but I, you know, now that I have this, I really want a Silver Bolt. I just really want a Silver Bolt now. But
yeah, I passed on Megatron because that's not the Megatron I want. I want Transmetal Megatron. I know that's, yeah, you know, pipe dream. But that's
what I want too.
You know, but she looks so good in robot mode. I really think I'd be happy with her just like that. You know,
I'm gonna, I'll live with it because I can live with it. But
I knew that.
Thank you. That I stopped myself from making that same joke earlier in the show. I just couldn't do it again. Yeah, I mean, I'll get it, and it'll stay in robot mode forever. I'll be happy. It's like, you know, most of these Masterpiece toys. There's something I don't like about him. It's typically the transformation, and by not transforming it again, I get by, you know, without having to deal with it. But in this case, I mean, it's pretty much going to stay in robot mode. So,
How mad will fans be if they finish Beast Wars Season 1 before they finish G1 Season 1?
Well, they probably will.
It's such a smaller cast.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, there's... You know, there's still maybe some light. I mean, we haven't seen Jazz, so there's still license rights being worked out with him, probably. We don't know that.
I mean, they did Bumblebee.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, you know, I think we would have seen Jazz by now if they could have done it.
There's other stuff we haven't gotten yet. I don't.
Well, it's like, you know, Jazz is going to be a huge seller because of so many people love his character. So they would have probably had it closer to Christmas to get more holiday sales money in for a better year-end result.
I think Jazz
is a fan favorite as compared to some others like, you know, Gears and Huffer that didn't get as much, you know,
and that we haven't gotten yet
a character development. And yeah,
I'm just saying I don't buy the whole licensing thing anymore because I think they did Bumblebee and it's the same company. So I don't buy that there's a licensing issue.
Yeah, I agree. And Jazz is a fan favorite in the U.S. I have no idea how Jazz is perceived in Japan.
He was still.
Yeah, I just think they're waiting on it. I mean, they gotta hold something back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. He's honestly the big thing that they're holding back. Like, they're doing most of the other cast, so it's like, you got to hold out for something, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess Sunstreaker and Jazz were the two big guns that they had left to do from season one. And they...
Yeah. So it's interesting that he's not out. It might be that they have an agreement in place. It's that, you know, what is it? Who owns Porsche?
Volkswagen.
Yeah, it might be that Volkswagen wants more money than they're willing to put into it right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows?
Considering the problem Volkswagen's been having, they better take whatever money they can get.
What MP are we on right now? What's the highest number?
46.
Yeah. So he's 40. What's Hound? 48.
I thought Hound was higher.
He was never numbered.
What about Bumblebee?
40 M. Optimus Prime is 44.
Prime is going to be 44, so Bumblebee would be 45. Black Arachnia will be 46, and Hound will be 47.
Okay.
So we still have three to get to 50.
Optimus Prime version 4.
I mean,
for $800.
Is anybody a math major here? Does Japan use base 10 numbering systems? Is like 50 a big number in Japan? I mean, so like, would they even care?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, that is true.
Okay. Yeah. So
Remember, Brian, I was saying 50 was going to be MP01 released and revamped. And
you were the only one who said that.
Yeah, so we'll see. But Black Arachnia, we'll get it. I will anyway. I'm not going to hate myself for it.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
At least you don't have to
drop $450. I don't think we were looking at the same pictures.
Robot mode looks great.
Show model. Yeah, like the robot mode is literally the show model. I don't know what you want from the alt mode, but the robot mode is literally the show model.
It's worth paying $150
for. It's with other Masterpiece toys. They've somehow been able to do a pretty good, facsimile of the robot mode from the cartoon and perfect version, basically, of the vehicle mode. It's just, they can't do it with a spider. I'm fine with that. So, Toy World TW-F09, Freedom Leader, God the names, Unofficial Movie Scale, Optimus Prime, and Don, did you just not drop your microphone?
Sorry, yeah. I was trying not to, and I wound up anyway.
Okay, next time just try to do it.
And then you won't.
Well,
okay, my depth perception is a little off, so I'm trying to make sure I don't hit anything. It's just very difficult to, so I'm sorry.
So this is the Bumblebee movie. I had no idea. I haven't looked at the story yet.
It looks so amazing.
It looks good. I just don't need it.
It looks good.
It has alternate parts, so you can give it the Earth mode or the Cybertronian mode. Like, you can get rid of the Earth smoke snacks and the windshield and make him so he's like how he is at the beginning of the movie, or you can have him as he is now at the end of the movie with like the actual Earth parts on him. They also teased there's a Ravage in the back of one of the photos. So they are definitely doing a Soundwave, because they wouldn't do a Ravage and not do a Soundwave.
Oh, I see the Ravage.
Yeah.
I know. Now. I didn't see the Ravage at first either. Someone mentioned like, oh, look at him peeking out in the back. And it was just like, oh my God, that is a full on Ravage that they're doing from the Bumblebee movie. So that's neat. So I am very much down for this. Movie Masterpiece is the one thing that I'm, and Studio Series, but mainly Movie Masterpiece, I am all in on.
I don't own a single one.
I have a third party official, all of it. Although only one per character, because El Cid, that one third party, Last Night Optimus sucks.
Yeah.
Does it look like Charlton Heston?
Unique Toys Challenger is good.
Yeah.
What?
El Cid, played by Charlton Heston.
Oh.
Does he look like Charlton Heston?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, the Unique Toys Prime was great.
That's the one that has the bad forearms. You know where that whole joke came? That's where that toy is where that joke came from.
So this looks nice. It really does. I'm perfectly fine with SS-38.
How does it transform?
And Toy World, since they split with Zeta, or the designer from left Toy World and is now Zeta, this new designer that they have, I don't know who it is, but I've liked all their stuff after the Zeta stuff. This stuff is so much better.
It almost looks like a statue. It's so nice.
Seriously. That's why I legitimately want to know how it transforms. It's like, like next level of how Perucchio, everyone's like, how does that lockdown turn into a perfect Lamborghini? This is like that to the max.
It's beautiful.
Yep.
How much will this cost?
No idea yet, but it is worth noting this is their first Movie Masterpiece toy they're doing. They have several other movie toys, but all they've done so far is Studio Series scaled. They have like 10 things announced in that scale. Only I think 3 have been shown prototype, but this is the first Movie Masterpiece scale toy that they're doing. So
it's probably going to be like 150.
Wow.
I feel like it'd be more.
I don't know, Diecast.
If it was 150, I'd probably buy it.
Well, remember, Diecast, the Magic Square and Transform Element was running about 120 to 150, and this looks like it's got a lot more going on with it than those two.
I feel like 175 is a safe bet.
Hey, Don, your friend that was selling that stuff on Twitter, I came so close to getting his Magic Square Light Warrior figure for $100. That seemed like a really great price.
It was. That's why I retweeted it, because that's about 20 to 40 less than what retail was, because I was looking for the best price on that.
You can have mine for less, Brian.
I love the look of it. It just, let me know. I love the look of it, but it looks like a vinyl kit more than it does a Transformer. But I love the look of it. Love it.
Yeah, the one thing about this Toy World, I like the fact that you've got all that detail in robot mode, but the truck mode winds up being pretty clean and just...
Yeah, no, it's
not like hyper detailed.
it's black magic. Like, forget Masterpiece Dinobot. I want to know how this works.
Yeah. I mean, if it's $150, I will break my rule and I'll buy it.
It just looks so perfect.
Can we wait till next week, Diecast?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it. My toy budget is exhausted right now. Okay, so Takatomi Siege, October releases SG-33 Powertrain and High Jump, an SG-34 Barricade. I mostly just want to show Barricade because, yeah, I like Barricade too.
There's a lot of light purple on him.
That's exactly why I like Barricade.
Oh, I'm looking at it. I'm like, yeah.
I love the purple.
I think the colors on it look fantastic.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. That's a lot of lavender though.
But and this should match perfectly with the Hasbro version. We still believe, right? There should be no reason the Hasbro version isn't.
Yeah.
So yeah, this I think it looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm really pumped for it. I still wish it had its own Barricade head, but honestly, it is growing on me, especially just the colors.
Yeah, I actually like the head on this. I mean, yeah, if we're gonna have Barricade, if this version of Barricade in, you know, G1ified, that's I'd kind of imagine he looked like that.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like he's holding one of the Target Masters that comes in that 3-pack with Thundercracker, I believe.
No, that's his shoulder cannons combined.
So
No. Picture 11.
Is it a different picture? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Picture 11. He's holding a Battlemaster in black, and I haven't seen anything dark colored Battlemasters in gun mode except in that 3-pack with Thundercracker.
What else we have? Official images of Cyberverse Spark Armor demo. Blah 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 blah. Demolition, Starscream, Optimus Prime. Haven't we looked at this before? We've looked at this, but
we've looked at the Optimus Prime one, I know.
Starscream. Okay. Oh yeah, Starscream. I've not seen Starscream before. I kind of like it.
That looks like a legend scale Starscream, right?
But it's not.
No?
No, this is like modern Voyager size, I think. Maybe deluxe.
Gotcha. Because I know that, what was it, that Prime with the arc is supposed to be like larger than leader scale or something like that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be huge. This is, I'm just going on what it looks like compared to the other Cyberverse stuff I have. Let's see if there's a price point on it. I'm pretty sure it's can never remember the names of their scales, but I'm pretty sure it's like the $15 or $20 toy. Just Starscream.
Yeah. Isn't,
I just don't understand. I don't understand the rationale with Starscream and a bulldozer. And I just don't.
I think Starscream is the weakest one out of like literally all of them, but I still kind of like him.
It looks like it's like whatever the $10 price point is.
Yeah, that's the $10. Like, isn't it like 10, 15, and 20? I don't remember.
But it's not legend scale.
No, it's sort of, I think it's like just smaller than Warrior.
Yeah.
But it's honestly pretty comparable.
I think I'm going to have to get the Bumblebee just because he comes with a freaking battleship.
And he's one of the bigger ones, too.
So would that be broadside?
if you want it to be.
Yeah.
Or actually, if you think about it, it's actually closer to Man of War and with the color scheme, with the gray and the gray and that red color. That's a very close to what Man of War looked like from GoBots.
This is literally the first time I've seen this combined. I love this.
It is pretty awesome.
I love the look of Bumblebee with that tanker on him. That is awesome.
I know. Doesn't it just work so well? I'm really excited for these toys because even I love the combining gimmick. It's neat. It's fun. But like even the base toys themselves just seem better than the Warrior toys that we've gotten so far, with the exception of, you know, like Shockwave. But they on their own just seem like they're a little bit better. And then the fact that they come with this stuff for similar price, it's like, no, yeah, I'm happy with these because I like the show and I want toys for it. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's something I like about this and about combining gimmicks that aren't like combiners. Going back to like power linking and stuff like that, or power linking. What's the verb of power links?
Link up. They used to always say let's link up. I think.
But like, I like these. I like the execution. And you know, like they're nice little toys. There's no questioning what these are. They're toys, and that Bumblebee looks awesome.
Definitely toys.
Bumblebee and Ocean Storm.
Yeah.
Ocean Storm.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that name.
I am absolutely buying this.
I know. These just look like so much fun.
They look okay. I'm not going to buy them, but
I'll buy
it. You know, they're not for me, so I understand that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Let's see here. What else we got going on? That's it for the news. Actually, there's one thing here, though. Diecast, you had some info you wanted to share.
Yeah, this is some third-party news. Fans Toys releases another run of Phoenix and sells out in about a day.
Is this the version that Don got, or is this another version that came after?
Is this regular or metallic?
This is regular. So this is the Don version. Yeah, the first version.
So they did regular, metallic, then regular again?
Yeah, well, the metallic's supposed to be a limited release, so they should not do the metallic again, or they're going to make a bunch of people very angry. But the regular release is fair game to get re-released again.
And, you know, and the price that I've seen for that was, what was it, Diecast?
$220.
So, I mean, considering Siege Jetfire is going to run you about $85, I mean, it's a jump, but, I mean, it all depends on if you need your Skyfire to be your masterpiece level or not.
Well, Fans Toys must just be releasing these in very small batches for it to be a second run and still sell out in under 24 hours at most places.
That's got to be small. Like, that can't be.
It's also a very popular toy that is very highly regarded. But
It doesn't have to be super small, but it's got to be at least a little bit smaller just because 24 hours, like, the market isn't even that big. That's why.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I don't anticipate they've sold, you know, Phoenix in general. If I had to guess, probably has a print run of no more than maybe 3,000 pieces, but.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. Diecast probably know better, but.
When is the Hasbro one supposed to come out?
July?
Anytime, yeah.
July 1st?
Over a month.
Okay. Which means who knows, we could start seeing it in stores, and like Brian says,
literally next month, honestly, probably wouldn't be surprising. Or even the end of this month with their track record. It's been like a month and a half to 2 months early with some of their stuff. So
just remember that Cybertron Optimus Prime that Brian was just showing off today, that's a July 1st release date.
And that came out like literally a month and a half ago at this point. Yeah. Some people got it. Yeah.
Yep.
I still haven't, but you know.
So, I mean, this one might be a little bit different just because it's the first one
of its price point. Yeah.
Yeah.
And are retail stores going to get it? Like, I feel like it's mainly going to be online thing. Cause like, where are they going to put it? It's not.
They should get it.
Cause like nobody except Toys R Us stocked Titans really. So it's like, I know this isn't a Titan, but it's bigger than a leader class. So. Like, what are they? I don't know.
Walmart and Target could easily, if they're not going to put this on in store, they could still carry it online.
Yeah.
Because I believe that, and I may be wrong, but I believe Walmart or Target, one of those, did carry the Titan online, but they just didn't have a ton of them.
I mean, Walmart, Don would know better, being an expert in retail. But I know that store managers at Walmart have quite a bit of leeway to do whatever they want to do, right? Can't they? They can go off Panagram, basically.
Yeah, they can, but the problem is, though, they can always be saying, no, I don't. Someone above them say, no, this isn't right, and it goes back to the way it was.
Gotcha. Okay, so hey, let's go ahead and thank Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon. This week, I just wanted to mention something that I picked up, and I think Diecast picked up something too. I don't know about you, but I always have more things to hook up to my TV than, you know, HDMI slots on my TV. In fact, I already have a 3-port switch on the TV that I have now, but I've been buying up some of these retro game consoles. I got the analog Super NT, the analog Mega SG. I got a retro AVS plus my NES Classic and SNES Classic. So that's 5 items that I've added to the TV. And I've already had more than it would hold. But I've been doing some research, and I found HDMI switch that not only accepts 5 items, it also has its own audio out. So I've got a monitor that I've been wanting to use for games, but the problem is there are no speakers. And there's no easy way to just get audio out of HDMI if you don't have speakers. And there's no headphone jack. There's no nothing. But for like $45, I was able to get a 5-port switch that has not only RCA, but also SPDIF out. So now I can use my monitor to play my games on and connect speakers up to it. And it's a lifesaver. So if you have any need of anything like that, go to tfradio.net/HDMI. You can get it. It's awesome. It's the best, possibly, hopefully, last HDMI switch you will ever need. You can also buy toys and Transformers and Cadbury eggs. What'd you get, Diecast?
I got a WoW stick, which is a precision screwdriver for working on Transformers and on third-party figures to take screws out, put them in if you need to. Because who wants to hand turn nowadays? I mean, just like a little dentist tool. I love this thing.
Diecast the dentist.
Yeah, I have a figure coming that I know, the Ocular Max Springer, because I'm collecting all the Springers. I got to catch them all.
Is that 8?
That is 6.
Okay.
I think. So
you have, you when it arrives, you will have 6 Springers?
Third-party Masterpiece Springers.
Yeah, third-party Masterpiece Springers. I think there's at least...
How many do you have already? Yeah, I know there's at least 6. Isn't there 7 at this point?
I thought we had 8. Yeah,
that'll be 5, I think.
So you'll have and 5. There's at least one or two more.
The one that I can think of off the top of my head that hasn't come out yet is the X-Transbots one. But
we don't even have 6 third-party Masterpiece Optimus Primes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Well, not new all at once.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But this was relatively cheap. I think it was like $27 on Amazon.
How much torque does that thing have? I mean, so if you had a screw that was really in there, is it going to dislodge it?
I haven't tried it yet, but it's about 150 RPMs, if that means anything.
Yeah, I mean
it runs on 2. It runs on 2 AA batteries.
But I mean, it looks super convenient, especially again, because twisting over and over again can be painful. And we're getting older people. Actually, if you're interested in that, let me also interest you in a shower handle so you can get in and out of the shower without slipping. Okay, sorry. We're old. Thank you.
Hey, speak for yourself.
You're less than half my age, and that hurts me every time I think about it. tfradio.net/Amazon. Thank you very much. Actually... We're not doing What's on T-Formers this week, so that's more or less it. Follow us.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Follow us on the Instagrams at TF Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio and all that stuff. I'm on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. And Crunson in the chat saying you don't want it to have too much torque or it'll strip the screw holes. He is exactly right.
That's very true.
Yes, too much torque. I was thinking like two. Oh, look at that. He is using it.
Yeah, I just tried it and it works. Works good.
Excellent. Nice. Okay. Again, I'm on Instagram at Brian Kilby. You can find me at briankilby.com. I'm recording some new episodes of some new podcasts. I have a new podcast on the way. Still trying to figure out the name of it, but we'll be recording that here soon. It is a, it'll be at my website, briankilby.com. It's a movie review show.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. Been wanting to do one for years. Years ago, Peter did the show that we had called Screen View.
Yes.
But Screen View wasn't exactly like what I wanted. I just wanted the straight up movie review show. And he wanted to do like TV and stuff, which, he was running the show. So, fine with whatever. But I just want to do movies. And
I wanted to do Endgame.
Yeah. So this would have been the place to do it if I was doing the show, but I wasn't. So.
Well, fine. We'll do Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yes. Well, you can be a guest on the show. It'll be me and my buddy Heather. We'll probably have guest spots on. So
yeah, you have to for something like that. So yeah. I only see Marvel movies pretty much, and obviously Transformers movies, but we don't have any of those coming up soon.
Yeah, I don't talk about it. If I can help it, I probably will not do a Transformers movie. I'm thinking we'll have a segment where we have movies that are important to us that we'll talk about, and of course I'll talk about the 1986 Transformers movie, but not in a glowing way that most people would. It'll be pretty critical, but good. I still love it. Just very cognizant of its opportunities. But yeah, so BrianKilby.com. I've moved. Haven't posted an episode recently yet. I have some at least one episode of How Was Your Weekend that I'm going to post here soon. Wendy and I are going to record some more episodes this weekend, so we have more episodes of that. So BrianKilby.com is your place to go to catch up with me. Oh! One more thing. I posted an abandoned podcast idea. I recorded the pilot episode. I'm not going to go into details, but if you go to BrianKilby.com, it'll be right now the first thing that you see. If it's not, it'll be probably on the first page. We'll just look for abandoned podcast idea. Super proud of it, but Kim would not let me do that show.
Aww.
She put her foot down. BrianKilby.com, BrianKilby.com. Eric, how do people get a hold of you?
So I run my own network of podcasts, Nerdy Geek Talk. Most places you listen to podcasts, you can find it. Just run Nerdy Geek Talk, especially Steel City while it's the main Transformers show. Personally, you can find me on Twitter at Eric Crowbar and on Instagram at Aramis Prime. Also, though, I have a lot of projects actually coming this summer through Brotatoes. So Brotatoes on YouTube. Definitely go subscribe there. There's going to be new stuff. We just recorded something today that was a lot of fun. That's basically promo for one of our big projects for this summer. And at Brotato Brothers on Twitter and Instagram is where you can follow for that, too. So definitely stay tuned. Not Transformers-related stuff there, but very entertaining. I promise it will be, and there's definitely stuff coming, so go check that out.
Cool. Diecast.
You can follow me on Taobao. You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can like my page on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, and you can see all my reviews on our Roku channel and at tfradio.net/reviews and youtube.com/RFCReviews.
Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
Cool. Chris, who's not here, he's at ChrisRTXV on Twitter, also at playwithphotography.com. I think he also has a Twitter for Play With Photography as well as an Instagram. Rob Clay, again, not here. Rob is on Twitter at FlailThroughs, and he has a Patreon as well. So does Chris. For Rob, look for FlailThroughs. Chris, look for Play With Photography. John Alone is not here. John is at that John D everywhere.
Except LinkedIn.
Except for LinkedIn. He's just John DeLuna on LinkedIn. Jason is at Jason S. Kirk and at podvocacy.com. And Rob Springer, we mentioned it last week, but again, the new episode of Transform Squadron. Rob can be found at zonebase.org and on Twitter at RoboRobSpringer. I think that's it. I think that's all we have to talk about this week. So with that, unless anybody has any type of problems or what's the word I'm looking for when you're in court? Objections. Listen,
I have a problem. My Taobao shipment should have been here days ago. And
I thought you were going to say you just had a Taobao problem.
Well, Diecast, remember, Golden Week just ended, so stuff's going to be backlogged a little bit.
I have an objection.
It just occurred to me. Yeah, for myself. I just realized I've been doing videos on Twitter and Periscope. Little video series I'm calling Cardboard Crisis because I'm currently going through a cardboard crisis buying trading cards that I don't need.
And yeah, what was it? 17 pounds of trading cards the other day?
Yeah, I donated 17 pounds of trading cards.
Why do you have 17 pounds of trading cards?
That's not that many.
Oh, it just seems like a lot.
That's like 3,000, something like that.
Okay, never mind. I take it back. That still seems like a lot to me.
But, Cardboard Crisis is what I'm calling it. I'm on Periscope. I think it's Brian Kilby, but you can follow me on Twitter at BKilby. Tomorrow, we're recording this Thursday. By the time you're hearing it, it's probably Thursday. So today, to rehear it, I'll be opening Garbage Pail Kids, Trash Can Trolls, only series ever came out. It's a Garbage Pail Kids sort of spinoff. Two packs. That's one pack of that. Two packs of Garbage Pail Kids Series 8. One pack of Series 10. One pack of Series 5. Two packs of Series 4. Two packs of all new series 7. Pack of Series 3. and something I'm super excited about because I've never owned or opened a pack, Original Series 2 from 1985. I think I paid like $20 for this pack, so there better be something in it. I don't think I paid quite $20 for it. A pack of Series 1 goes for like $200.
When are you going to open that pack?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Live. It'll be about 9 p.m. Eastern time.
I'm going to have to tune into that. I'm curious.
Then this weekend, I'll have a bunch of Superman cards to open. So, yeah, I'm excited. On Twitter, at B. Colby. That's it. We'll see you next week.
All right, everybody. And I just waved them off video.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.